Welcome to Season 19 of the 5-Minute Biographies podcast from 5minutebiographies.com, where each week we tell you interesting things about interesting people in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutebiographies.com/coffee to see how. This is Episode 1, Gregory Peck. Gregory Peck, born Eldred Gregory Peck on 5th April 1916 in La Jolla, California, was one of Hollywood's most celebrated actors, known for his dignified presence, commanding voice, and a career spanning over 5 decades. With an iconic filmography that included roles in some of cinema's most acclaimed productions, Peck became a symbol of integrity, strength, and compassion, both on and off screen. His work continues to resonate with audiences around the world, securing his legacy as one of the greatest actors of the 20th century. Peck's early life was shaped by significant challenges and changes. His parents divorced when he was just 5 years old, and he was sent to live with his grandmother. Despite these upheavals, he developed a love for storytelling and performance. After attending San Diego High School, he went on to study pre-med at the University of California, Berkeley. It was during his time at university that Peck discovered his passion for acting, joining a theatre group and deciding to pursue a career in the arts. After graduating in 1939, he moved to New York City, where he trained at the prestigious Neighborhood Playhouse under the guidance of legendary acting teacher Sanford Meisner. Peck's career in Hollywood began during the 1940s, a period often referred to as the Golden Age of Cinema. He made his film debut in Days of Glory, 1944, but gained widespread recognition with his performance in The Keys of the Kingdom, 1944, for which he received his first Academy Award nomination. His portrayal of a young priest navigating faith and adversity demonstrated his natural talent and ability to bring depth to his characters. Peck quickly became a leading man, admired for his stoic charm and ability to convey complex emotions. The 1940s and 1950s saw Peck establish himself as one of Hollywood's most dependable and respected actors. He starred in a series of critically acclaimed films, including Gentleman's Agreement, 1947, a daring exploration of anti-Semitism that earned him another Oscar nomination. In Alfred Hitchcock's psychological thriller Spellbound, 1945, he showcased his versatility, playing opposite Ingrid Bergman in a gripping tale of love and mystery. Films such as 12 O'Clock High, 1949, where he played an embattled Air Force general, and The Gunfighter, 1950, a reflective take on the Western genre, cemented his reputation as an actor who brought gravitas and authenticity to every role. Perhaps his most iconic performance came in 1962 when Peck starred as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, based on Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. His portrayal of the principled and compassionate lawyer defending an innocent black man in the racially charged Deep South earned Peck his first and only Academy Award for Best Actor. The role resonated deeply with audiences and critics alike, becoming a cultural touchstone and a defining moment in Peck's career. Atticus Finch remains one of cinema's most enduring characters, symbolizing justice, morality, and the courage to stand against prejudice. Peck's career continued to thrive throughout the 1960s and 1970s, as he balanced starring in large-scale epics with more intimate dramas. He appeared in Cape Fear, 1962, a tense thriller in which he played a man tormented by a vengeful ex-convict, and The Guns of Navarone, 1961, a World War II adventure that showcased his ability to command the screen in ensemble casts. In later years, he took on roles in films like The Omen, 1976, a chilling supernatural horror that introduced him to a new generation of fans. Despite his success in these genres, Peck remained committed to roles that reflected his personal values, often choosing characters that embodied integrity and resilience. Off-screen, Peck was equally admired for his humanitarian efforts and dedication to social causes. A vocal advocate for civil rights, he used his platform to support equality and justice, aligning himself with progressive movements throughout his life. He was a lifelong supporter of the United Nations and served as a chairman of its American Association, advocating for international cooperation and human rights. His commitment to philanthropy and public service earned him numerous accolades, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1969, one of the United States' highest civilian honors. Peck was also a devoted family man. He married his first wife, Greta Kukkonen, in 1942, and they had three sons before divorcing in 1955. In 1955, he married Veronique Pisani, a French journalist with whom he had two more children. Their marriage lasted until his death, and Veronique was a constant source of support throughout his life and career. As the decades passed, Peck's influence on the film industry only grew. He received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute in 1989 and was honored with numerous retrospectives celebrating his contribution to cinema. Despite his fame, he remained humble and approachable, earning the admiration of colleagues and fans alike. His deep, resonant voice, striking appearance, and unwavering commitment to his craft made him an enduring figure in Hollywood's history. Gregory Peck passed away on the 12th of June 2003 at the age of 87 in Los Angeles, California. His death marked the end of an era, but his legacy endures through the timeless performances he left behind. Films such as To Kill a Mockingbird, Roman Holiday, and The Keys of the Kingdom continue to inspire audiences, reminding us of the power of storytelling and the importance of empathy and justice. Peck's life and career reflect the best of Hollywood's golden age, a commitment to excellence, an ability to connect with audiences on a profound level, and a dedication to using his influence for the greater good. His body of work remains a testament to his talent, integrity, and humanity, ensuring that Gregory Peck will be remembered as one of the greatest actors of all time. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Biographies podcast from 5minutebiographies.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, or if you would like to support us more directly, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutebiographies.com/coffee to see how. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.